This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. More than 800 South Florida high schoolers met with Holocaust survivors on Wednesday as part of an initiative by the Holocaust Documentation and Education Center. The center's Student Awareness Days started in the 1980s. The group included survivors of the Parkland shooting, but they were missing one of their usual chaperones this year. Ivy Seamus teaches history of the Holocaust at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She used to bring her students to meet with Holocaust survivors, and assistant football coach Aaron Feiss drove the bus. Feiss was killed in the shooting at the school on February 14th. The last time they were here 2 years ago, the group was waiting on Feiss to leave.
Where is he? Where's Feiss? So I go back in, and people were still milling around, and he's sitting at a far corner at a table holding the hands of a Holocaust survivor, listening.
This year, students met 89-year-old Armin Krauss. His mother was killed in Auschwitz when he was a teenager. 15-year-old Krauss lied about his age to convince Nazis to spare his life and put him on a work crew. He visited Stoneman Douglas High after the Parkland shooting.
I was so glad to go to that school because I know what they went through.
On Wednesday, students like 12th grader Ramis Hashmi had a chance to hear Krauss and others share their stories of survival and what gave them the strength to keep going.
It's one thing to just read from a textbook. You need to have that face-to-face to see how this affected a person.
I'm Katie Switalski in Fort Lauderdale.